Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Karim Salame. I am an investment specialist at UBP, and today we are discussing the strong performance as well as the investment and ESG approach of the UBAM Europe Small Cap Equity Fund. Smaller companies have provided superior long-term returns and have a higher exposure to more innovative and disruptive companies. Year to date, the portfolio has outperformed the MSCI Europe Small Cap Index by 7.8% as of November 11th, and has benefited from positive stock selection and a bias towards high-quality growth companies with strong balance sheets. We also believe small caps is an attractive asset class for active managers, and Europe offers a good hunting ground to find investment opportunities. Currently, ESG is at the heart of understanding business model sustainability for quality growth companies. ESG research rating agencies are a useful input in our ESG research, but engagement with management teams is a critical element of our analysis, particularly when they are uncovered by our ESG research partners. So why investors should consider European small and mid-cap companies? Smaller companies have provided superior long-term returns. Compared to large-cap European indices, the European smaller company universe has a higher exposure to more innovative and disruptive companies in sectors such as technology, healthcare equipment, engineering, clean tech, communication services, and online retail. There is also a lower exposure to more traditional old economy areas of market, such as banks, insurance, old oil and gas, telecoms, utilities, and autos. This exposure to more growth-oriented areas of the market has helped to support smaller companies during 2020, and we believe it will continue to drive higher levels of earning growth over the long term. So why do we believe that small cap is where active managers succeed the most? By nature, small caps are less covered by the sell side, providing investors with more market inefficiencies and very often higher growth compared to large caps. Low levels of analyst coverage and the lack of maturity of the asset class in Europe lead to inefficiencies which can enable experienced investors to benefit from attractive valuation entry points. Now, what is the investment approach of the UBAM Europe Small Cap Equity Fund? A selective approach is critical in smaller companies to identify the future bigger companies from a broad investment universe. The fund focuses on investing in sustainable quality growth business models, strongly financed, well-managed, competitively advantaged companies with high or improving returns that are exposed to strong secular growth drivers in their markets. These long-term growth drivers include technological advancement, disruptive industry shifts, solution for a better planet, healthy living, and consolidation. Last but not least, how do we implement an ESG process in the fund? Investing in sustainably growing small and mid-sized companies require regular engagement with senior management teams of all candidate companies and holdings to assess business fundamentals and progress relative to strategic planning. Our discussions with management teams include a broad assessment of competitive positioning, industry growth dynamics, operational structures, business model scalability, capital allocation priorities, and balance sheet positioning, as well as the company approach to ESG and their sustainability strategy. Also, we organize additional direct engagement with companies that are not rated by our ESG research partner, MSCI ESG Research, or companies with weak or negative ESG rating trend momentum. The aim of these discussions is to gain additional insights into the company's approach to environmental, social, and governance matters, and to make an assessment about the progress that is being made with regards to the overall sustainability strategy. Our ESG engagement framework features a range of discussion points that are reviewed and monitored on a systematic basis to assess where the progress is being made and where more attention is required going forward. In conclusion, the limited coverage from the sell side offers countless inefficiencies for bottom-up stock picking, like our fund. In addition, it provides investors exposure to innovative and disruptive companies that are exposed to the long-term secular growth trends. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website, ubp.com.